Hallo, willkommen zur Podcast AS School Talk. Heute werden wir den Mr. Moore interviewen.
Hallo.
Mr. Moore, wollen Sie sich mal ein bisschen vorstellen?
Ja, soll ich das auf Deutsch oder lieber auf Englisch?
Sie können gerne auf Englisch sprechen.
Thank you, it's much easier for me. My name's Wesley Moore, or Mr. Moore. I'm 36 years old already. I'm originally from Charleston, South Carolina, on an island that's called Folly Beach. And I have a long history with Germany, but I moved back here in 2018.
So, we have a couple of questions that we'd like to ask you. Why did you move from the USA to Germany?
Good question. So from 2010 to 2011, I lived in Nürnberg, and I still had a lot of friends in Nürnberg, and I always missed it. But also in 2016, Donald Trump became president, and there were lots of other political reasons I moved. Gun laws and women's rights and issues like that. I thought if I want to start a family, I would rather do it in Europe.
Were you also a teacher in the USA, or what was your profession?
Yes, I was also a teacher in Florida. I taught at an international high school. I taught English there, but the grades 9 through 12.
Why did you decide to work here at our school, the Adolf-Reichmann-Schule in Nürnberg?
Well, so to work in Germany, I had to first finish a German degree. And then afterwards, I always wanted to go back to teaching. And so I applied a lot of places. Adolf-Reichmann called me back, and I liked sort of how free the school was and not super traditional, and that was a plus point for me.
Is there anything you miss about the USA?
Of course, I miss my family from time to time. I miss the weather. It's very warm where I'm from, and the beach is right there. And I also sort of miss American entertainment and how easy it is to see concerts and that sort of thing. But to be honest, I feel very, very complete and happy here in Germany, and I really don't miss the US all that much.
Mm-hmm. So those were our questions for you. Now we would like to talk a bit of the trip from the USA to Germany. What was it like? Is there anything that was really difficult, or is there anything that you're still working on in order to get it all legally official?
It's funny. German bureaucracy is still a struggle for me. It feels like almost a daily struggle. There are a lot of rules and laws about immigrating to Germany, and I'm sure it's the same with a lot of other countries, all other countries. But so far, everything's worked out pretty well.
Mm-hmm. How was it learning a new language, or did you have some language history with German beforehand?
So I started learning German in high school. So I was around 14, but for some reason we never spoke German in the classroom. Very rarely. We would prepare sentences, but mostly learn grammar and vocabulary, which is one of the reasons my classes are mostly in English, is because when I first moved to Germany, I did a Austausch semester. I studied abroad in Bamberg in 2007, and I realized I could barely make a German sentence despite learning German for 5 or 6 years. So yeah, it was hard, but once I was surrounded in Germany, surrounded by the language, it was much easier.
What are your hobbies, or what do you do in your free time?
Well, I'm a super nerd, so I'm currently writing a PhD dissertation, Doktorarbeit, and I'm reading a lot of books, but I also like to listen to music, go to concerts, watch stand-up comedy, and listen to podcasts.
Cool. What do you think is the worst thing about German grammar, personally?
Where do I start? I don't know if I can choose just one. There's der, die, das, den, dem. I have a hard time with dative, accusative, because in English they're not so important.
Is there perhaps any questions that you have for us?
Sure. I know you're a native English speaker in Jersey, but also do you and you, Lara, have problems with English? What do you think is hard?
I think ich kann nicht so gut Englisch, deswegen sage ich es auf Deutsch. Ich finde die Grammatik hart, also das Schreiben. Das kann ich aber auch in Deutsch nicht so gut.
Yeah, my father, who was an English teacher for 30 years, has problems with Rechtschreibung.
I have to jump in that boat too, personally. What you have to write with capital letters and what you have to write with smaller letters.
Yes, those are different rules. Do you also have any interest in ever moving or visiting to the US, or maybe even moving to another country one day?
Well, I would love to visit New York. A lot of stuff there is quite expensive, I am aware of that, but there's so many amazing things to explore and I'd love to visit there sometime.
Lara, würdest du gerne USA besuchen?
Yes, of course.
So, now we have a couple questions from other school kids who we asked if they have any questions for you. And one question was, what do you miss the most from the USA?
Yeah, I guess it's family. My dad's in the US still, my brother, and my nephew, and we FaceTime every week, but still, it's not quite the same.
And another question was, are you planning to go back to the USA anytime soon?
Yes, hopefully in April or August, but just for a vacation. I don't have any plans to move back to the US.
Okay, and yeah, those were our questions. Ja, danke fürs Zuhören. Schaut bitte in den anderen Podcasts hinein, da interviewen mehrere Leute und Lehrer. Und ja.
Thanks for having me.
It was a pleasure.